Crazy things. I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan of Turkey has announced that as a gesture of goodwill, he's withdrawing all lawsuits against individuals accused of insulting him. Almost 2,000 prosecutions for insulting the president have been approved in the last 2 years. Speaking at an event in Ankara to commemorate the more than 200 people he said were killed during the failed coup, Mr. Erdogan called for unity across the country.
July the 15th should be accepted as a milestone for us to unity and brotherhood. In that direction, I am withdrawing as a one-off gesture all lawsuits filed for insulting me. We need solidarity and we should trigger the feelings of unity.
The European Banking Authority has published the results of its health check of more than 50 banks across the continent and how they would fare if there was another major financial crisis. Theo Leggett reports.
The European Banking Authority modelled a big economic shock, something just as severe as what we saw in 2008, to see how the banks would respond when their bad loans would rise and their profits would fall, and whether they had enough in the way of capital buffers, money set aside, to deal with that. There's no pass or fail, but it's clear that some banks have come out of this exercise a lot better than others.
The Italian bank Monte dei Paschi di Siena fared worse in the stress test, which indicated it would simply run out of money if the test's theoretical scenario was real. Of the 50 other banks tested, there was also particular concern about Spain's Banco Popular. United States officials say that it's still safe to visit Florida, even though it's just become the first state on the US mainland to confirm cases of the Zika virus transmitted by local mosquitoes. But the British government has now advised pregnant women to consider postponing any non-essential trips to the state. Laura Bicker reports from Washington.
Health officials had warned it would only be a matter of time, but now there is evidence that Zika-carrying mosquitoes are on the US mainland. Four people are thought to have contracted the virus in Miami. No mosquitoes have been found to carry Zika, but other methods of transmission, such as being bitten in another country or having sex with an infected person, have been ruled out. The state of Florida has announced more aggressive mosquito control efforts, and politicians are keen to assure tourists it's safe to visit.
Prosecutors in Austria say two men suspected of being connected to the Islamic militants who massacred 130 people in Paris last November have been extradited to France. The two, Abdel Hadi and Mohammed Usman Ghani, were arrested at an Austrian refugee centre in December. Judicial sources say they've been charged with being associated with terrorist criminals. World News from the BBC. The United Nations Security Council has authorised the deployment of an international police force in Burundi to try to quell more than a year of violence and human rights abuses. Here's David Bamford.
The Security Council approved a draft resolution presented by France, which called for a force of up to 228 police officers for 1 year. Earlier, the government of Burundi said it would accept no more than 50 officers. Over 500 people have been killed in Burundi, many of them in extrajudicial killings blamed on the country's police force. The unrest began in April last year when President Pierre Nkurunziza announced plans to run for a third term, which he went on to win.
The former president of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, is to face trial on charges of obstructing justice. He's been under investigation as part of Operation Car Wash, which is looking into a sprawling corruption scandal focused on the state-run oil company Petrobras. The BBC's Marcus Erb has the details.
Lula da Silva, who was Brazil's president between 2003 and 2010, has been accused of playing a central role in the corruption scandal that is estimated to have cost Petrobras about $2 billion. Now he is officially a defendant, but the charges against him are limited to alleged attempts to obstruct the inquiry. Prosecutors say Lula da Silva tried to prevent the former Petrobras director from testifying in the case. The former president has denied the allegations against him.
The former president of the Guatemala Football Federation, Brian Jimenez, has pleaded guilty in a New York court to racketeering and wire fraud. He could face 20 years in jail for each charge. Prosecutors say that he received hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes to award lucrative marketing rights to his country's World Cup qualifying matches to a Florida-based company. He was arrested in Guatemala in January. BBC News.